Well, neither do I, but I see the impossible every day. Impossible is trying to connect in this world, trying to hold on to others while things are blown around you, knowing that while you're speaking, they aren't just waiting for their turn to talk. They hear you. They feel exactly what you feel at the same time that you feel it. It's what I strive for every time I open my mouth, that impossible connection. So this is how Sarah Kay described impossible. Impossible is trying to connect in this world. So she imagized, or she illustrated, that impossible is an object, and it's trying to connect in this world, and at the same time, it is impossible to try and connect in this world. So this poem is so brilliant. It's ingenious. I love it so much. It's called Hiroshima by Sarah Kay. You should check it out. But let's just stop there. Let's just stop at impossible is trying to connect in this world. I feel this. I really feel this. Like, trying to connect in this world is very limiting, because I always say that verbal communication is the exclusive form of communication for humans. It's very limiting to describe what you feel through words if you're not the poet, you know? All what we try to do is transfer data and transfer information, but other than that, like something else, you can. Say, for example, you wanted to transfer emotions, you wanted to transfer feelings, you wanted to transfer memories. You can't do that. You can only transfer information. I am happy. I am really happy. I am really, really happy. But how happy you are, you can't express that with verbal communication. It's very limiting. Whereas poets, they have that perk of being able to express their thoughts and their feelings and their emotions via poems and via songs and via music and via art. Even artists have that perk of being able to convey certain emotions, but it's still limiting at the end. It's still really limiting. Yeah, so let me talk about language. I love language. I don't love English. I don't love Arabic. I don't love French. I don't love any particular language, but I love the idea of language. Language is the form of communication, and with language, you're able to communicate with your race and with other races, allegedly. Yeah. People who are knowledgeized in certain languages have that extra perk of being to precisely transfer data, like transfer really, really, really delicate data, but still, emotions are really hard, and emotions are exclusive for artists, for poems, and for creative professions.
When I meet you, in that moment, I'm no longer a part of your future. I start quickly becoming a part of your past, but in that instant, I get to share your present, and you, well, you get to share mine, and that is the greatest present of all. So if you tell me I can do the impossible, I'll probably laugh at you. I don't know if I can change the world yet, because I don't know that much about it, and I don't know that much about reincarnation either, but if you make me laugh hard enough sometimes, I forget what century I'm in. This isn't my first time here, this isn't my last time here, and these aren't the last words I'll share. But just in case, I'm trying my hardest to get it right this time around. Thank you.
And that was a poem by Sarah Kay. I know it's really impossible to try to really connect, and until Elon Musk makes something that helps us telepath or whatever. Yeah, we're left with language, so I guess that if I really, really want to connect, I should try to make my language better and try to learn I should try to learn new languages and try to merge different phrases and retranslate them to my Arabic. Right now, what do I do is, say for example, yo, that's so cringy, man. The air is so thick. I translate it to يا رات حشامت لك يا رجل الهواء قاعد قريب بكت في الدار فضل انخنقت ما شدت حتى تنفس من كذا ما متحشم لك. متحشم لك doesn't mean anything. It doesn't really mean anything.
But yo, the eye was so thick, that was so cringy.
It means something. But
I try to
borrow different phrases from different languages that I know, just English and Arabic. A little bit of Hausa.
No goodies, Ibrahim.
Yeah, I know a couple of Nigerian friends. I don't know. Sorry. That was some good mafroom, is all I'm saying. So, oh yeah, خطر على المفروم. Elizabeth Gilbert, in her book Eat, Pray, Love, she was in Italy, and she was in Italy. I don't know, maybe Milan. I can't remember what city.
Italy, was it Milan?
I think it's Milan or Rome. Anyways, she was walking around and she learned that Italians had a phrase. It's called La dolce vita. La dolce vita, and it means the sweet life, and every Italian has this ideology of reaching the dolce vita. So I tell my friends that I have an ideology of reaching not just the dolce vita, but the dolce vita means the sweet life. The sweet life. So I tell my friends that I have this dream of reaching the sweet food. So it doesn't translate to the dolce vita, obviously. It translates to il ceppo dolce. Il ceppo dolce. And in Arabic I tell them شباب لازم وكلتكم طيبة. And after every food, I just sit there and look at the food that we just ate and say, that kind of feeling is transferred to all of my friends and everybody on the table and or on the floor or on the beach or on the sand or in the car or wherever the hell we're eating. Everybody knows that the emotions were so real and yeah, we reached il ceppo dolce. Let's just play it from Google, man.
Il cibo dolce.
No problem, you know, Veronica. So yeah, il cibo dolce is what I'm trying to reach. And me and my male friends, we transfer emotions. Obviously not via love, but via no homo, never will. We transfer emotions via food, via sharing food. Bro, we owe them up in this bitch. We do, we really do. And let me tell you something. Food is good, is all I'm saying. Life's good. Wallahi Allah ya Rashid. I have this ayah written in my book is فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا فَلْيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِنْهُ وَلْتَتَطَلَّعْ فَلْيَجْعَلْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدًا فَأَزْكَى طَعَامًا يَا برو. That's all we eat. That's all I'm saying. Miss me with that tango shit. So sharing ideas and sharing emotions is very hard. It's very, very hard. But sharing data is what we do. And human interaction right now is nothing but data. Even for example, people who don't send emojis, you find it very hard to understand what kind of feelings they're having because text is very limiting. Baytama, without an emoji, it's like wallahi, baytam. But baytama, na emoji is laughing. You're like, oh, baytama, tamam, okay, tamam. See, emojis, like, they defer the message. Or they defer the meaning you're trying to convey, and they help you. They help you with transferring data, but not transferring emotions. And maybe one day when I'm married, I get to transfer emotions via intimacy and via sexual interactions or whatever. But for the time being, I'm not sure that I am capable of transferring emotions. I would love to find out how. I would love to learn the poems and the idioms and the songs, and I would love to express art. I'm not an artist, I'm not talented, but I would love to express art with someone just in the vain hope of transferring emotions and all. So yeah, language is awesome, bro. language is really awesome. I need to learn some. I need to learn a third language, maybe Italian, maybe Chinese. I don't know, Mandarin or something. Yep, I'm really sorry this was a long podcast, but I just had to put it out there.